Playhouse, Y94. It is a Flush the Format Friday. Next opportunity to pick your purse going to be at 8:10 this morning in Y94's Pick Your Purse as we enter the Playhouse Time Machine. Mm. For a round of Bring It Back, what is something from back in the day you wish could come to 2022? Maybe it is a product that's not around anymore, a service, a way of living, a style, a fashion, a TV show, a movie, anything. Just something you wish they'd bring it back, Joel D.
I would say just because when I was a kid, I didn't like blue jeans. Mm-hmm. So like all the way until almost high school, I did not wear blue jeans. It was always sweatpants or zebra pants. Remember the zebra pants? Isn't that what they were called? Like the Screech wore them, AC Slater wore them, the puffy. Not, they weren't parachute pants, but they were. I'm pretty sure they were called zebra pants.
I don't think I know.
And they
what
had
you
like
mean.
The zigzags in them, and the color. They were like bright colors. What?
Zubas?
They're Zubas, but I'm pretty sure I didn't have Zubas, so I got the zebra pants. I'm pretty sure they were
zebra
called
zebra pants.
Isn't that the cheap brand? Zubas, I think, might be the like actual brand. That might be the actual, like, legit brand name.
Oh, sure. I Googled it. I don't know if this is probably what you mean, though. They're literally just, they look like zebra.
Oh, maybe not.
I still think you mean Zubas.
Yeah, they probably are Zubas. You're correct.
Zubas.
Zubas, yeah.
Google
Zuba
images.
Just because you can let everything flow. Yeah, that's what it is.
There you go. The Zubas.
The Zubas. I don't
Bring
know if
back.
I had that brand, though. That's for sure. They probably were called zebras. But I loved them. Got them at Walmart. Zebra. They're so comfy. You get so much airflow. You got room in there.
What are those?
It's how many people like are trying to look like kind of like they're thuggy wearing these just ridiculous pants. It's very interesting.
But you know, it's almost, you know, the like the ankle sweatpants or whatever, the joggers. Is that what they're calling them now?
Sure.
Yes.
The joggers, and they come up a little high. That's basically what I remember. Zumbas, I guess. That's what I remember, those pants. They would like come to your ankle because they would have the elastic, but then they would be like puffy on the way up.
Do you know what you look like if wearing those? It reminds me of Rex from Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, because
the self-defense teacher.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Not the same, because didn't he? If that's the same picture I'm thinking of, he's not wearing like bright colored ones, though.
They're American flag.
Yeah, that's different.
These
yeah.
ones.
Yeah, no, those aren't the ones. I would get the bright ones and like zigzag, like black
Very
and
nice.
Orange, or you know, the bright colors.
You were styling. What is something you wish they'd bring back? 237, it's text 35270. Maybe it's like the Zubas. Maybe it's a TV show, a movie, whatever. What do you want to have? Come on back, Amy K.
I wish it was like 50s wear or like 70s wear. So like 50s, think Grease. I would be a pink lady for sure. 70s wear, like disco. And I think that'd be so cool. Just wear like cool bell bottoms. And now they are trendy, but I don't like them now because I just...
Because they're trendy.
No, that's not yep. why. Yep. I want them to come back as like everybody wore them, where it's the norm that everybody's wearing these. Where they wear a lot of like jumpsuit, bodysuit type outfits. And I love wearing one piece outfits, except for bodysuits. And so like the pants and the top, like I wear those a lot to the wind down. Like a romper with pants.
I was just going to say, rompers are coming back. And you know what? I'm a fan of them. They're kind of sexy. They look good.
I was going to say, there's man rompers now. Maybe you want to get you a man romper.
When I was a kid, I remember having, what is the things we have the straps on here?
Bell bottom?
Overalls,
suspenders.
Maybe.
Overalls.
Suspenders.
Overalls.
Yeah.
I had the overalls, but they were shorts. So I had jeans, but they were shorts. I don't know why. I think I got them at Goodwill. They probably were on, it was in the girls section, and they just happened to, somebody put them in the boys section. But I rocked those with the one off, you know, like crisscross a little bit. And I wore them, and they were jean short overalls. I thought they were the coolest thing ever.
They're making, I want a pair of overalls.
I almost bought some, and Jada told me no.
Really?
Yeah, she told me no, but they were kind of like a skinny jean version. And then also the guy, the model that was in the picture is like the dude who's like cutting axe type of guy, you know?
Yeah, it's not you.
Yeah, not me.
Not you.
Not me at all.
Something you wish they just bring it back. 237, it's text 35270.
Yeah, I need you to go back to the 80s and bring back the big poofy hair.
Some poofy hair. Every once in a while I still see somebody that's like, whoa, did you walk out of the 80s? But it's usually like a older person, I suppose.
Did you know that that's not it anymore?
They've probably had that since the 80s.
You know what I wish would make a comeback? Do you guys remember ringback tones?
Yeah, I do remember ringback tones.
I wish we could call people and it was music.
Yeah, whatever happened to that? Like copyright infringement, maybe?
All kind of went away. Honestly, even just ringtones, ringback tones, ringtones, all of that just is kind of, everybody's got the same ring now, which I hate. I hate, because especially text.
Yeah.
Everybody's text sounds the same, so we all stare at our phone, even though it's just like somebody out in the hallway. And we're like, oh. Hey,
was that me? Was that you?
Check my phone real quick.
I have the crazy alien sound where it's like,
that's what you
it's one of the normal iPhone ringtones, but not a lot of people use it, and that's what I have. But even when the normal one goes off, I know it's not my phone, but I still check.
Yeah, you always, it's just like that instinct, bing, and then you look, yeah.
A couple phones ago, I had the like weird Power Rangers tone when they would get a call on their watch. It was like, boop, 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 and I love that, because then I always knew, oh, that's my phone.
That's yours, yeah. That ringbacks would be awesome. You had to pay extra for those, though.
Yeah.
Like, right? That was a feature that you had to do. I remember
I don't think I ever had one.
Oh, I did.
But I would call my friends, and I remember they always had one.
Oh,
yeah, begging your parents, like, please.
Just give me a ringback tone.
Pay these $2, please. But it's something you wish that would come back from back in the day. 237, it's text 35270, tweet snap, at 194 Playhouse or at 194 Official. It is a Flush the Format Friday. It's Counting Crows, Accidentally in Love, 194, home of the Playhouse in the morning. It's Playhouse Y94 MK Joel D. Very appropriate on a Flush Format Friday, doing something we call Bring It Back. If we could go into the Playhouse time machine right now, we're time traveling to wherever you want. We bring back a product, a service, a movie, a TV show, anything from back in the day. What do you want us to bring back? Hello.
Hello. Well, I wish it would actually come back with a show like Mr. Rogers or Captain Kangaroo.
Like, bring back the good old school kid shows type of thing.
Yeah, because those kid shows would talk to the kids, not at the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it dates me, but yeah, I learned quite a lot from those kinds of shows growing up about how to respect people and have fun and be a kid, you know.
There's some weird kid shows now. Like, some of this stuff is just like, what are you watching? It's just odd.
Well, even like Teletubbies, right? They're going to reboot Teletubbies. And the thing is as humans, we just like to watch the same thing over and over and over again. If you think about it, like the 15-second videos we watch on TikTok, you're like, you watch it 10 times before you actually scroll to the next video. So like those type of just mindless kid, like when we were growing up, we had Looney Tunes, we had Mr. Rogers. I didn't really watch Captain Kangaroo. Do you guys remember Bozo the Clown? You have to, because you're from Chicago. Wasn't it out of Bozo the Clown?
So.
Oh, that was, did you watch that as a kid?
I know of Bozo the Clown. I didn't watch Bozo the Clown.
So down in South Dakota, there was a Captain 11 show, and it was kind of the same concept. You go as a kid, and then they got little games for you to play, and then if you're selected as one of the special kids, you get the key, and you get to try to unlock it, and you win the prize, but you sit there, you watch cartoons. I was on there. I got a picture with Captain 11. It's one of my favorite memories as a child and just like growing up and watching it. He was kind of like I would assume Captain Kangaroo, but Bozo the Clown without like the crazy, like throw the ping pong into the cup. That was so classic.
I mean, it was some good stuff.
It was so good.
Yeah. Are you sure this wasn't just some guy wandering around your neighborhood in a clown outfit or something?
Captain 11 or Bozo?
Either one.
Bozo was in Chicago, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
It was such a good, I always wanted a road trip for that.
Seeing some stuff that people just want back, Amy Kay.
Someone said old school 90s Guess denim. Someone else said 80s music. Someone said buffets. I feel like they've got rid of buffets. I always loved going to them. And someone said cream savers, but didn't they bring them back or no?
I'm not super sure on the cream savers, but I do agree on the buffets.
Buffets, yeah.
I'm surprised you like buffets.
As a kid, I really did. Now I might be grossed out. I don't know. But as a kid, it was great because you can have a little bit of everything. You want to have mashed potatoes along with some bacon, but also some green beans or what? I mean, you can have everything. And then you get the ice cream at the end. Mm.
Ice cream. I love buffets, but it's they are kind of gross. Do you ever find yourself like sitting there and you're at the buffet, let's say, but while you're eating, you should be enjoying your food, but you're also looking to see who went up, who was up in the line. You're like, oh, okay, don't touch that, part of the buffet.
Or just seeing them restock and you're like, oh, now I need to get up there.
That's one of the best.
Do you guys ever have an Old Country buffet?
That's what I was going to say. We had Old Country buffet.
What we grew up with.
I don't think we had one of those. No.
It's pretty good. Yeah, City's Old Country Buffet. Mm-mm-mm. I think it's like a franchise buffet, isn't it?
Yeah, because I was going to say, we had one, and they had the best macaroni and cheese.
That sounds good.
Good stuff. And you get a little bit of everything. You know, Dad was always going up for that third or fourth that he probably didn't need, but he was going to get his money's worth.
When I go to a pizza ranch, I think I hold the record for the most pizza and then dessert pizza, and then you always got to top it off with that ice cream. But I think I sat at, this was, of course, when I was training to run across the state of South Dakota, but it, I think I was at 29 total with pizza and dessert pizza. 29 slices.
Impressive.
That's impressive.
It is not bad. What's that thing? They got to bring it back.
Common sense and morals.
Common sense and morals. Thank you so much. Hi.
Yeah, bring me back my awesome mullet I had back in the early 90s and maybe some hammer pants.
Mullet, hammer pants. What's that thing they just got to bring it back right now? You got that time machine? You're bringing it back to 2022. 7:42 in the morning. Ace of Base. All that she wants. Flush the Format Friday. She leads a lonely. Playhouse Y94 doing a round of Bring It Back. If we had a time machine right now, what service, way of living, style, fashion, product, whatever would you bring back to 2022? And we're getting a ton of them, Amy Kay.
Yeah, somebody said they would bring back their Volkswagen Bug. Someone else said they would bring back dinosaurs. I want a pet T-Rex that I could give belly rubs to and give him a muzzle. He would be pretty much harmless unless he tried to tail swipe me. And someone else said Pogs. I miss them so much.
Yeah. Oh, Pogs. I still have mine. I should have brought them in. If I knew we were going to talk about this, we could have had a Pog War right
Pog's
now.
Pretty good. I'd rather bring Pogs back than dinosaurs because I've seen Jurassic Park.
Right.
It's very unlikely I'm going to get eaten off a toilet seat by a Pog.
And I love how he's, or they, I guess, were saying, I put a muzzle on. Muzzle's not going to work.
Yeah, he's got a muzzle on. Yeah, sure, he's a dinosaur. Bring it back.
Skip it.
I loved Skip It.
Dude, you want to open up the toy can of worms.
What's a Skip It?
You never had a Skip
you
It?
You had to Skip It. It went around this thing around your ankle.
Okay.
With a, like a string and a ball thing at the end, and you jumped over it.
Yeah.
You skipped it.
And it made noise, too, right?
I don't think so.
Some of them are like, yeah, I think some of them make noise. Maybe
you
not.
Skip and it goes, yeah, it just flings around your leg. You might be confusing it for, is
bop
it Bop It? Bop
yeah.
It.
No.
Twist It.
I didn't. I never
Eat
played
it.
With those. But I'm pretty sure that it was like a Skip It, ankle, Bop It. It'd make noise if you would go fast enough.
I think maybe that was just the sound of it dragging on the concrete. Zoom, 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 zoom.
Yeah, it's like an ankle bracelet for a kid.
It is.
Yeah, I don't think it made noises because it would keep count of how many jumps you did. But that was it. I don't know if it made a sound.
Oh, and then it had like a little timer on the thing or like a little marker that says you went 12 times and you could reset it or what?
Yeah, you would just have to reset it. That's the button you would push. And it was just like three numbers that would just kind of go up. Do, 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 do. I don't remember how many were on it.
Game Boys were pretty fun. I wouldn't mind if they brought back Game Boy. Not some weird, fancy-pantsy, too advanced Game Boy. Like, just regular Game Boy. Like, it doesn't need crazy graphics or a wild screen. Doesn't need a... Like, if I want something to... I got phone. I don't need a phone. I just... Like, an actual Game Boy would be fun.
Yeah, the old school ones. There were so many fun games, though, back then. I guess the kids nowadays can say, yeah, there's fun games, too. This one right here, I like playing Minecraft.
But even Game Boy Advance wasn't really that advanced.
No.
Because I have one at home. It's in, like, it's not colored, and it doesn't have, like, a really backlit screen, so you have to plug in one of those, like, weird lights they had.
Yeah.
Somewhere rattling around, and it's like that random box that we all have where it's like, I'm not going to throw this away, but I also don't use it. I think I have the giant gray one, but then I also had, like, a Game Boy Neon color, and it was, like, a bright green one. So I think I still have both of those, and if I can find them wherever, I don't know where I put that box, but I would probably sit and play it if it still works.
Yeah, I remember when they came out with the colored, at least the Game Boy itself being colored, and people went crazy for that.
It was nuts. That thing that you wish they'd bring it back.
Some leg warmers from the 80s.
Some leg warmers. Any other ones, Amy Kay?
Yeah, somebody said Heelys. Someone else said dueling culture. How cool would it be to walk everywhere with a sword on your hip? Someone cuts in line in front of you, challenge him to a duel. And someone else said the Jimmy Neutron purple ketchup. And someone else said those orange citrus Altoids. Were they the sour ones?
I don't. I guess I don't. I never really did the Altoid thing. Yeah.
Every time we do this topic, I always say the same thing, but I do miss it. I miss Ecto Cooler, and they brought it back for when they did the Ghostbusters reboot that was the all-women one that it didn't really go very well. That particular movie wasn't very good, but they brought back Ecto Cooler, and I bought so much of it on Amazon, and I ran out, obviously. And then they made the next Ghostbusters movie, and to the best of my knowledge, Ecto Cooler did not come back.
What is it? What is it?
It's the best high C ever.
Oh.
And when they brought it back, they sold it in like the giant, like almost energy drink size cans because they recognized that it's going to be like, you know, people our age that was buying them. Oh, I was a happy guy. It was so good.
Just so much. And it was called Ecto Cooler?
It's called Ecto Cooler. It's a high C.
Green high C.
It's not just green high C. It had a flavor that cannot be recreated. And there's people that say it's the same as whatever. It's not the same. It's so good.
The only high C that's good is if it comes from McDonald's.
True story.
And that's
They brought that back too, didn't they?
But Ecto Cooler was
ever went away.
I think the orange high C went away for a little bit.
Really? I was going to say you could get it now because I got it recently.
I don't question Amy K's knowledge on McDonald's.
Me either. You should see my McDonald's app. It's so good. I have a ton of points.
Everybody's got that thing they're an expert on. Maybe
and McDonald's.
I just get a Coke, though, because I don't even mess with, like, the high C doesn't go with the rest of the thing. So
McDonald's Sprite also hits different.
Yeah.
It's the size of their straws. I've looked into it.
Size of
their
straws?
Oh, you did some research, huh?
I did do some research.